Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Sean Dill, the CEO of the Specific Chiropractic Centers, founder of the Black Diamond Club Mentoring Community, and co-author of the book, None of Your Business, A Winning Approach to Turn Service Providers into Entrepreneurs. Mr. Dill, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you today, Mr. Dill. So your new book, I understand, None of Your Business, is a guide to turn service providers into entrepreneurs. Why do service entrepreneurs need their own business guide like this? Talk to us about that as we kick it off today.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is that when you get into the service field, you usually do that because you have a big heart for providing some sort of a service to the world. And the fact of the matter is if you don't have strong business systems, processes, mindset, then nobody's ever even going to really know about your service. And so we felt like it was super important to bring these business concepts to service providers, really so that they could bring their service to more people in the world.
Certainly appreciate your response there. Now, what common challenges do service entrepreneurs face when trying to run a business, and how can they solve these challenges? Get into some of those details.
Well, you know, basically there's several main areas that we've identified that sort of trouble service providers. Marketing, you know, basically there's a certain degree of discomfort in marketing your service, mostly because that entails, you know, speaking about yourself. It's a self-aggrandizing process where you're basically going out and telling the world how great you are. And for a lot of people, that can be very uncomfortable. The other area is sales. You know, a lot of times people got into a service profession because they were trying to avoid sales. That's exactly what they didn't want to do. And so they had this idea in their head that, you know, if I'm in a service profession, I will be able to open my doors. People will come to me. I won't really have to sell anything. That's another massive downfall. And then I think the last one is mindset. You know, service providers, they tend to be somewhat creative. They're not really focused in so much on the financial element of success. They're more a creative process. And so they have a difficult time with mindset. Charging money for your service for many of them is very, very difficult.
That certainly is a good point there, and thanks for that. Now, I'm a big franchise fan. Now, you franchise a very successful chiropractic business, which is certainly impressive. What specific tips do you have for other doctors and medical professionals who would like to grow their practices?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we get that question a lot. And, you know, I think that for a lot of people in that do have a business mind, so that's the first step, right? So you begin to become business minded and you're thinking like, all right, so I'm going to develop my service into a business. And then the next step is, well, hey, I could franchise this, especially when, you know, you have popularity of you know, the movies and these things that talk about the success of franchising. The first thing is that in the healthcare space, it is a very difficult thing to do. If we were doing hamburgers, it would be much, much easier. The process is very easy. But when it comes to the healthcare space, especially when there's licensing regulations, and then there's federal regulations as to how you charge, and then if you're in the insurance world, you're receiving third-party reimbursement, the process can get very, very complicated. So my biggest piece of advice is twofold. One, on the business side, I would say make sure that you have a business that's worthy of franchising. And what that means is that you are providing a service in a very specific way, that there is some sort of unique selling proposition to what it is that you do, and that you have managed to systematize that entire process, and that there are processes that drive that business. And so now you have something that's actually scalable. In the service world, so many times, because you're providing a service, there's so much individualization, then it's difficult to scale because the service that really depends on the person providing the service, you know, because it's artistic in essence. So number one is make sure that you have a product or a business that actually is scalable. On the second side, I would say do not underestimate the legal hoops that you're going to have to jump through in order to get it done. I think that in our minds, anybody that's in business, we have this picture of what it looks like to create a franchise. And so that process is not the same, as I said earlier, in the healthcare space. So I recommend that you find a great legal team that has experience in healthcare franchising, not just franchising in general, and that you really look to dot your I's and cross your T's when you're going through the process, because ultimately, you know, there's a lot at stake. There's your original business, the mothership. But then, you know, in the world of a professional license, now we have licenses, and not only your license, but also you have the licenses of your franchisees. And one last little piece is that it varies by state, but in many states across the United States, it is very difficult for an unlicensed individual to actually own a healthcare entity and a healthcare business. And so you're going to need a degree of legal advice there as well if you plan on selling franchises to unlicensed individuals.
Super advice and great information. Can't thank you enough. Today we're joined by Mr. Sean Dill, the CEO of the Specific Chiropractic Centers, also founder of the Black Diamond Club, mentoring community, and co-author of the book, None of Your Business, A Winning Approach to Turn Service Providers into Entrepreneurs, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Mr. Dill, do you have any sales advice specific to service providers? Love to hear your perspective on that.
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably one of the areas that my wife Lacey and I are most passionate about, because first and foremost, I think that there's a mindset part of the sales, which is the sad thing that we've realized, and one of the impetus for writing the book is that we realize that probably the greatest providers of service, you know, no matter what it is, you know, the greatest hairdressers, the greatest massage therapists, the greatest doctors, the greatest lawyers, the greatest accountants, probably live in obscurity. And that's a difficult thing to think about, because initially you would think, well, if they're so good, everybody would know about them. But I think that it's actually not true. I think that the greatest providers nobody knows about, because they're so good at their service and they are not good at marketing and sales. And so there's a discomfort. And so the first thing is, if you truly, truly believe in your product, your service that you provide to the world, you actually have a moral obligation to learn how to be really good at selling it. Otherwise, people will never have the ability to experience what it is that you provide. And that would actually be a shame. So that's step number one. Step number two is, we really need to drill down and understand some fundamental basic concepts. And look, frankly, for your listeners, I'm sure that, you know, with their business expertise and experience, this is all very basic. But in the service world, these are things that are not really considered, and I think it's worth noting. The first is that you need to realize that if you provide a service, that you cannot provide your service to every man, woman, and child on the planet. And that was a big lesson for me. I had to realize, you know, being a service provider, I wanted everyone to experience what I had to offer. But the reality is there's too many people on this planet. And so I felt like, look, if I was only going to be able to serve a limited number of people, I want to only serve the people who I was put on the planet to serve. So that then enters us into a discussion of your ideal client and your target market. And I think that's step number one. Step number two is really understanding what makes your ideal client tick, so that you can speak into them. I think one of the greatest tips that I've ever received when it comes to selling, it came from my mentor, Jay Abraham. I think he calls it the Amazon rule, or the Amazon trick to selling. But once you understand your ideal client, what you would want to do is you would want to begin to understand the books that they read, the products that they buy, and then you could go over to Amazon and take a look at those things. And then what the trick is that you want to actually peruse the reviews. And specifically, we only want to look at the 5-star reviews and the 1-star reviews, because that's when you're emotionally charged. You're emotionally charged when you leave a raving review, or you're emotionally charged when you're leaving a 1-star review, you hated it. And we want to look particularly at the language that they utilize when they're talking about something that they love, or when they're talking about something that they didn't particularly like. And when we go into selling, we want to use that language, and we want to use those pain points, those triggers, back at them in order to highlight the unique selling positions and unique selling propositions of our service to them. We have to learn and know how to communicate. Sales is not just manipulating their mind to get them to buy. It really has to do with bringing them ethically, efficiently, elegantly to a place where they are able to receive your service and feel good about it. You know, we always teach that you want to market and sell from a place of integrity. This is just a little bit of reconnaissance to understand what makes your prospect tick so that you can speak to them back in their language, not yours.
Absolutely. Tremendous information there. And I love that approach, by the way. Now, we're trying to tap into as much of the resources as we can per your expertise. Sure, you don't mind that. Now, what is your number one piece of advice for healthcare professionals running their own business?
The number one piece of advice for healthcare professionals, specifically in the healthcare realm, I would say I'm going to break it down into two, but it has two parts. And it really ties back into our previous answer, which is one, know and identify your ideal client. Understand that you cannot help every single person in the world. And knowing that, so I guess this is actually the real piece of advice, will help you to determine your worth to the world. I think the other one, you know, we talked about how a lot of great service providers live in obscurity. I think the other sad thing that we encounter is that there are so many great service providers, healthcare practitioners, that don't really even understand the value of what they bring to the world. So particularly in healthcare, because we're talking about the health of an individual, we're talking about not just how they feel, but how they are able to experience life, how they're able to relate to the rest of the world. And so many people are coming to healthcare professionals, maybe because their tooth hurts, or maybe because their leg hurts, or maybe because they're vomiting, or whatever it is that they have, but that problem is radically interfering with their ability to be a great husband, be a great mother, a great son or daughter, to go to work, to provide for their family. And then you really begin to understand your worth. And I think that when we look out, unfortunately, you know, for all listeners in general, when we look at the healthcare field, we typically think that the healthcare providers that are doing best financially, that they're the best ones. And again, unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of healthcare providers that are really making huge impact out there, and they are actually struggling in their business or struggling financially. And it boils down to that, because they don't really understand their worth. And look, I want to transcend that out to everybody, every single listener. You know, it's such a diverse spectrum of people that you bring on, and everybody brings something unique to the world. And I think that the biggest thing is that we understand the value of what it is that we're bringing to the world so that we can begin to command that value and that we're able to create the lifestyle that we deserve.
Mr. Dill, it's been more than a pleasure to have had you with us today, and really appreciate all the information shared here today per your expertise. If listeners wanted to get further information on the specific chiropractic centers or Black Diamond Club mentoring or your book or all of the above, where can listeners best get further details?
Well, they could just jump on my wife and I's website, which is www.seanandlacey.com. That's S-H-A-W-N. And L-A-C-E-Y, two kind of unique spellings, but www.seanandlacey.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Dill, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Eric. You rock.
Hey, I appreciate that, and you do too, Mr. Dill. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Sean Dill, the CEO of the Specific Chiropractic Centers, founder of the Black Diamond Club Mentoring Community, and co-author of the book, None of Your Business, A Winning Approach to Turn Service Providers into Entrepreneurs. And for further details, visit seanandlacey.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.